Patrice Martin married her partner Jamie Grunstrom in December before the state of Utah was able to stay Judge Robert Shelby's ruling that struck down the same-sex marriage ban as unconstitutional. Most important to the couple is their equal rights to the child they share. Martin says currently as a married couple, they both have parental rights to their one-year-old daughter, Kennedy.
It would be important for me to have the right to be able to say what should happen with Kennedy if for any reason something were to happen to Jamie. So it's really important for us to have those rights.
Prior to the December ruling and the couple's subsequent marriage, they had co-guardianship set up. But because Grunstrom is the biological mother of the child in a state that doesn't allow gay marriage, the second parent, Martin, would ultimately have few rights to her own child.
And that is the way it is set up right now with the state of Utah, and that's unfortunate. I should not have that right because we both are parents of this child. It should be like everyone else in this state that is a heterosexual, that have children, that there should be equal rights to the child.
Martin says it's simply about equal rights.
This is an equal rights issue. This is not a same-sex or gay issue. This is about our rights as human beings under the law. Being a married couple under the state of Utah would allow us to have those rights if this is upheld in the courts.
Utah's Amendment 3 banning same-sex marriage was passed in 2004 by 66% of voters. Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes says his defense of Utah's same-sex marriage ban is simply defending Utah's right to define marriage as residents decide. Martin says tax money should be spent elsewhere.
It's so discouraging that they would take this money that potentially could go toward preventing child abuse, promoting education for our families. I just can't imagine that they would think that this is okay and forget about spending all of our taxpayer dollars for this.
The case is being heard in front of a three-judge panel of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver. It can go on for several months, and after the first week of hearing the case, the judges seem sharply divided. Legal experts expect the case to ultimately be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Grunstrom says, however, she believes the tide is shifting.
When I started work almost 5 years ago at the University of Utah, I was fearful to tell people, you know, my sexual orientation because I was afraid that I would lose my job. And now it doesn't matter. You know, it is what it is. People treat you the way you would treat others. And that is beautiful. And I would hope it would continue that way. So I think from 10 years ago, yeah, it was a very fearful thing on the ballot for people that they would give away a right that they think was placed in the Bible and that was a God-given right, that it should be a man and a woman, not a woman and a woman or a man and a man. And I think people's minds are changing. The world's changing. We just got to catch up.
That's Jamie Grunstrom along with wife Patrice Martin as they talk to KPCW about the state's efforts to uphold the same-sex marriage ban. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.